from A&T Restaurant in downtown Maryville on the patio once again this evening, as we're joined by the coach of the Bearcats, Rich Wright. And a little bit later on, we'll have Alex Rebeck with us, who will be with us on the program this evening. And Rich, coming off a good win on Saturday in matchup with Fort Hays State, how's practice gone this week?
It's been good. We've just trying to build on the momentum we created last week. Practice has been lively. We've got a big test down in Joplin, Missouri this week. We've got to be able to go on the road and get another win. You know, just getting that bad taste out of our mouth was fantastic, but there is no time to really celebrate. You got to go back to work. So that's kind of what we've done.
And one of the things I think we've talked to you in the past a little bit, too, getting back to the routine of a Saturday afternoon game. It's a little bit later this year that you get that first Saturday afternoon game coming up.
Yeah, it's nice to be back on that schedule. It's going to be a little varied as you look out through our schedule this year. The times are different each and every week. So I just happened to peruse this week when we go to Washburn, we're playing at 3 or we're playing at 2. But at least it's not at 6 or 7 at night when you wake up in the morning at 6:30, or for me about 4:30 or 5, and it's hurry up and wait for the entire day. So good to play a day game.
Well, I guess the one side of that might be a little bit of a downside on Saturday. 95 degrees, I think, is what the temperature they're forecasting for on Saturday. So it's going to be a little warmer for you guys.
Yeah, it's going to be hot. But, honestly, I've talked to the kids about that since the day we started fall camp. I said, I promise you, when we go to Joplin, it's going to be hot. It always is. It's the way it works. It's early in the season. A year ago, we got it against UCM, and so it's just one of the outside elements that we don't control. So we've got to thrive in it, and that's the way we've got to approach it.
One of the things with the temperature is a little bit different this year than in the past. Really, I haven't had that hot temperature. Even through fall camp, it was pretty mild, I think, for the time of year, and we haven't seen consistently hot temperatures like we normally
do. No, not as much. The schools down south, I know Coach Dorrell, because I talk to him pretty regularly. They were 105 to 110, and they were practicing at 5:30 in the morning just because of the heat index. But, the funny thing about that, and I'm always joking with my trainers, is that let me know the first time, John, that you ever see a game that gets backed off because the heat index is too high. And, seriously, yeah. Think about that for a minute. If it's 12 o'clock kick, what time do they kick?
12 o'clock.
When it's 110 in, College Station, Texas, and there's a TV game, what time do they kick? Whatever time they're supposed to kick, right? And it's just, I wish we got to prepare a little bit more in it. There's rules in place for safety, and I understand, but there's, within the safety piece of it, is you have to learn how to mitigate that and how to be able to perform in that, because that's the situation that you're putting those guys to play in.
And I think one of the things you see a lot in the early games, too, a lot of players kind of go down briefly with cramps and things. How do you kind of work? Again, I know it's tough when you're not having the opportunity to practice in it quite as much going into this, but how do you try to proactive in that,
sure,
to make sure that they're ready to go from a cramp standpoint?
What we try to do is make sure that they're educated on hydration, and that really starts tonight. Tonight's a big night for that. Making sure that the guys are pumping plenty of fluids, making sure we're checking our weight prior to practice, after practice, making sure that they know exactly where they're at, because most of the time when a guy loses, and we've got some of those guys, they can lose 5 to 10 pounds in a week of practice. Well, most of that weight's water weight, and so we have to do everything we can to get them back to, a baseline weight. And that's pumping fluids.
And one thing that football has to worry about, I think more some other sports that are playing in this kind of temperature, got helmets on, shoulder pads, and a lot of different equipment that plays a little bit of a factor too.
Absolutely. All that gear, causes the body to sweat more, and it's just a part of it. So, we take every precaution we can. We monitor the kids. We're going to have tents on the sideline, but good Lord, how many years have you been on away games, right? So they're going to put you on the side with the sun.
Yep.
You're going to have it all day long. And so we have to be smart about what we're doing and make sure our kids are prepared as best we can. And that's where your practice prep becomes so important. And trying to get the kids to condition during practice is absolutely paramount, because once you get to game time, you got to go.
As far as the game times go, again, you touched a little bit about how the game times kind of vary from week to week all the way through the season this year. How do you make sure that team gets into that routine where they are ready to go right at kickoff time?
So no matter what time the game is immaterial. We're going to do the same things from the time we're going to eat 4.5 hours before kickoff, always. And then everything gets built off of that. So from our meetings to, you know, when we go onto the field to, you know, like this week on a road trip, we're going to show up to we're going to arrive at the stadium exactly 2 hours and 30 minutes before kickoff. From there, we're going to go warm up on the field as a team. Anytime you're on the road, the thing that I worry about is being lethargic after an hour-long bus ride because we're staying in Springfield the night before, which is a whole different subject. But anyway, we're staying in Springfield the night before. We've got a little over an hour bus ride. I want them off the bus. I want them engaged. And so we just go. And so we build the same schedule every week. So the time of the kickoff is different, but it doesn't change once we start our day. Okay, now it's focus time. Now we're leading up to game time. And it always begins with wake up and then our pregame meal. Whether it's breakfast, it's lunch, or it's dinner, it doesn't matter. That's how we do it.
All right. Again, we are talking with Rich Wright on In the Trenches here at ANG, broadcasting live on the patio here this evening. We'll be back. We've got more coming up right after this timeout.
Support for KXCV, KRNW comes from U.S. Bank, providing banking services to Northwest students and the community. U.S. Bank is a proud supporter of Bearcat Athletics and Northwest Missouri State University. More on their products, services, and locations at usbank.com.
Support for KXCV, KRNW is provided by the Northwest Foundation, providing support for the Northwest Alumni Association and the university's funding needs since 1971. More information is available on Facebook or online at nwmissouri.edu/alumni.
Today's broadcast is brought to you by local internet provider United Fiber, providing a variety of fiber-fast internet plans for residents and businesses with speeds up to 1 gig. More information is available online at unitedfiber.com.
Support for KXCV KRNW is provided by the Monks of Conception Abbey, praising God and serving the Northwest community since 1873 through ministries within the Abbey Guest Center, Conception Seminary College, and Altar and Home. More at conceptionabbey.org.
In the Trenches on KXCV KRNW is underwritten by A&G Restaurant at 208 North Main in Maryville. A&G offers more than 100 menu items, Greek night every Friday, banquet rooms, and more. For additional information, agrestaurant.com.
And welcome back to A&G Restaurant on In the Trenches with head coach of the Bearcats, Rich Wright. And our guest for this evening's program is Alex Rebeck, who is the Northwest Campus Director of Student Mobilization. And Alex, thanks a lot for being with us here on the show.
Thanks for having me. I'm honored and privileged to be here.
Alex, just talk a little bit about student mobilization and what that is.
Yeah, so me personally, just my own personal life growing up and just athletically, I always really just benefited from just great people around me. So whether it was my parents, coaches, mentors, teachers, I was really just kind of the product of a lot of great influences in my life. And so now I serve with interdenominational ministry, helping college athletes and students grow in their character, leadership, and faith. And
how do you work with Northwest? And Rich, you might talk about this too, about how Alex works with your athletes.
Sure. I mean, I'll start. It was funny. I remember the first time we met, and you came up and told me where you're from and you know what you were about, and you know, like any good head football coach, I kind of said, okay, let's start to see what the process looks like. You know, he's such a people person, and you know, the thing he does so well is gravitates towards people where they're at, and you know, it is faith based, but it's. He creates personal relationships and then starts to delve into the faith. And I think it was so needed in our football program. We've always had a strong faith within our program. Coach T always preached that, but Alex has done a tremendous job as far as being able to breach that with our athletes, whether it's returners or incoming kids, and just watching their growth and development. And he's played an integral role in all of that.
And Alex, I know you've got a strong football background too, playing at Kansas State, linebacker going through the program there, and going there from St. Louis where you grew up. Just talk a little bit about getting involved, I guess, as a football player, and how it kind of led your path to where you're at right now.
Yeah, so it was just through an older buddy that I had on the football team there at K-State, and he was from Southwest Kansas, Satanta, and he was just a great leader on the team. His name's Heath. He was really strong in his faith, strong man of character, and we just became buddies my freshman year on the team, and he just helped me grow in those areas and became like a best friend to me. And then he was involved with this nonprofit that I serve with now, and so my degree was in accounting, and worked a couple tax seasons after I graduated, and the opportunity came up to do this full time to help college football players in the same capacity that I have been helped and grew and developed. So when that opportunity came up, I jumped on it.
And Rich, I imagine that background that Alex has as a football player really kind of gets that first step in to be able to talk to your players here.
Absolutely. I mean, he just understands the challenges and demands of what these kids go through. He's got a good grasp on the balance of life, and you know, was able to just serve. And literally, when I think of Alex, that's what I think. I mean, he's done so much for our program and never asked for anything in return. It's just he always gives. And it was funny. I can remember about year two or year three that he was on campus. I mean, he's got my guys. I mean, I have my guys over, but they're my guys, right? He does so much of just the mentorship and the family, and you know, getting our kids at his house and getting them around his wife and his children, and that's so cool because that's what we're all about.
And I know, looking a little bit at your bio too, you've talked about the relationships you've been able to build to an extent where you've been in a couple of the players' weddings as well.
That was a cool privilege, honor, and memory. Braden Wright actually got married, you know, right over here at the venue here in town, and then Keelan in Iowa. And, those were cool experiences. And I remember when those guys were dating those girls. And then Braden's wife, Alex, is from Maryville. So that's a pretty cool story there. But, yeah, it was just neat. And those guys are all they're doing really well now. So that's awesome to see.
You know, when I look at a little bit of information about what you do, the Heartland, campus group that you have, Northwest, only Division II school out of this. I look at you've got chapters at KU, MU, Nebraska, K-State, Clemson, Georgia, and Penn State, and then there's Northwest right amongst that group.
Yes. Just culture attracts people, and being from St. Louis, I had kind of always known about Northwest, knew about the team and success, and kind of always had my eyes on it. And so when the opportunity came up to come here, I jumped on it. And we love the town, we love the people, and I always kind of wanted to be a Bearcat, but I bloomed late in high school, and so.
Hey, he was a Wildcat, and my daughter is, so I can't say anything bad about that. I'm not a big purple fan, but
green's much better.
Yeah, that's where I'm at, too.
Yeah, you know, one of the things I've noticed, schools that have purple in their color scheme really kind of go overboard on that purple look, in my mind, anyway.
Yeah, well, you know, Grace came home the other day with the I don't know what you call it. Is it – I might as well be colorblind.
The lavender?
Is it periwinkle, I think, is what the word that she used? That light color purple is the one that your quarterback is driving around the sports car with right now.
Someone sent me a picture of that.
Yeah, there you go.
Yeah, I also understand you had a chance to play a little bit under Bill Snyder at K-State.
Yeah, that was a cool experience. He came back my third year in the program, and you know, we struggled when I first got to be on the team there, and we continued to get better and better. And Coach Snyder came back and implemented his philosophy, and it worked. And it was just cool to get to be a part of.
What changed?
I mean, what you preach all the time, little things.
I mean,
and I don't know, you know. Yeah, just doing the little things and just work ethic and day in and day out. So. And then we had a couple key pieces come on the team that were very helpful. one guy. He was a great guy. He took my spot. But he transferred back from Miami, Arthur Brown, and then a couple hometown kids came back. And so there was some talent, and then the character was just continuing to prove with the team. And so, and then Colin Klein was really helpful.
That didn't hurt, did it?
Man, he's just tough as nails, great leader, great football player, and he was exactly what we needed. So,
you know, talking to you a little bit before the show about Coach Snyder, I think some people may know this, some may not, but he grew up in St. Joseph, and his first coaching job coming out, I think, was a small high school in our region, Gallatin High School, and then just kind of built his career from there.
I didn't know that. You know, I knew he was an assistant at Iowa because of my father-in-law. He worked under Hayden Fry there, and we were just talking before the show started that, you know, my father-in-law shared with me a letter that Bill Snyder had written to him when he first got to K-State the first time, and he was like, wow, I might have bitten off more than I can chew. And, you know, the cool thing about that is I see parallels with Coach T and Bill Snyder in terms of what they built when they got there. And just to, and it's, for me, it's only been, you would have a better grasp on this than I do, but for the last 3 years, my daughter's been down working with football at K-State, but how it's changed the entire town and what it's meant to that community, the imprint that he's left is indelible.
Yeah, I mean, school, culture, the town, the state. I mean, he really just left a huge mark, you know. And
well, let's talk a little bit about how you get involved with the players at Northwest and kind of dive into that a little bit. And I know one of the things you try to strive is building leaders among the group that you deal with, and just some of the things that you try to instill with these players.
Yeah, just a lot of character qualities. I mean, a lot of the qualities that football naturally does instill into players, but then just try to bring those out all the more. And so hard work, integrity, selflessness, you know, caring more about the guy next to you than about yourself, and that team aspect of it, being bought into a goal, a vision bigger than yourself, are all things to try to help guys develop in, and then help guys in their faith as well. And so when we got a guys, you know, at every end of the spectrum with regards to that area of their life, and that's great. Just to the degree that they're interested and want to move forward, we want to help them do that. And so I know, like most football coaches, Coach Wright, program here, huge heart for developing the whole player and the whole man. And so that's what I try and come alongside and do.
Yeah, Coach, I imagine you see benefits from a lot of different aspects of this with your players. But number one, just the leadership roles that maybe he helps instill in them really transfers over on the playing field.
Yeah, it does. Well, you know, the thing that's most impactful for me is that, you know, sometimes my voice is so big and so frequent that there are times where message kind of gets turned down a little bit. So to hear it from a different perspective and to hear it from somebody else on the outside is tremendously impactful as far as I'm concerned. And I just think that it, you know, whether it's Alex or it's Joe Q or it's what, you know, it's not support staff. It's just extension of staff, you know. And these guys do a tremendous job of keeping this program on message as far as what needs to be accomplished and what's right. What's the right thing to do? And it's regardless of situation. I mean, what we're ultimately trying to develop, yeah, we're trying to win football games. But if we're doing our job correctly, it's we're developing the individual. And the things that we're preaching on the football field coincide with the things that you have to do to be successful in life. And that's where he's really good at what he does.
And I imagine, too, there are times when maybe one of the players might feel a little more comfortable maybe coming to you, Alex, for over maybe an issue, and then you can kind of help that individual kind of make the right decision or the right choice on where to go after that.
Yeah, try to provide a little bit of a safe space. You know, that was huge for me. I didn't go to college super far away from home, but it was 6 hours, and just having that outlet, whether it be dealing with homesickness, loneliness, and that sort of thing. Try to give guys opportunities for that space to just be themselves and hear them out, but at the same time, help encourage them in the right direction.
I imagine, too, it's something that's very gratifying when you see and keep in touch with a lot of these players after they graduate and just see the success they have in life.
Yeah, it's really cool to see. A couple weeks ago, Keelan and Braden and I and a couple guys ate at Gates Barbecue in Kansas City, and just to hear about their jobs, their marriages, future families, and things like that, to continue to build upon the foundation that they built here, it's super rewarding.
What are some of the main issues that you see out of players now, and does it change through the years a little bit, that from when you played to now, where you see some of the struggles that maybe they might have coming on campus?
That's a good question. I haven't been doing this all that long, and so I haven't seen many generations. But yeah, the demands of college life, college athletics, they've always been high. They'll continue to be high, and I understand that, you know. So helping guys deal with all of that is important, you know. And I would say there are maybe some differences. You know, you got the social media aspect of things. I mean, I'm sure that's probably the biggest one, and that's, yeah, it's the world we're living in, you know. And so how do you focus on what you can control and the guy right next to you and your own team and what you can do, you know? That's probably the biggest difference.
Yeah, I imagine, and that's kind of an issue just society-wise as well, is the social media and trying to tune out some of the outside voices that can kind of get in the way.
Yes, and this is tough, you know, players and coaches. That is, how do you tune that out? You know, it's and the guys that are better at tuning that out and not being so consumed with it, you see it benefit them. You know?
And Rich, too, and for both of you here, I know all athletics, all students have so much that they have to do to be a successful student, but a football player or any of the sports that they compete in at Northwest, it's really a full-time job on top of what they're doing on the field or in the classroom as well.
Yeah, no doubt. I mean, people don't understand the amount of time and energy that these kids put into doing this, and it's not seasonal, you know. Every once in a while, I mean, I even get it from my perspective. I'll be in Hy-Vee in January, and they'll be like, well, what are you doing now? I mean, I'm recruiting. And, you know, once it gets to February, I'm going to turn my attention to spring ball. Once spring ball's done, I'm going to go back to recruiting. And it's, for my players, it's lifting, it's training, it's doing all the other things that they have to do on top of it. And so it is a big juggling act. And, you know, to go back in a little bit on your social media comment is that that's changed the landscape of athletics in general tremendously. I mean, you get so many people throwing opinions, and they're not inside the complex, and they don't understand, and but those opinions are still out there, and they're prevalent, and you can constantly tell the kids block the noise, but sometimes it gets hard.
Alex, also I understand that you're involved with what FCA a little bit as well. Is that correct?
Not extensively, but I have some friends who serve there as well, and you have some relationships there. So not in like an official role or anything like that.
But kind of a lot of that kind of all goes together a little bit, doesn't it, with the big pie of what goes on with players?
Yes. I have a good friend who serves with FCA actually in Kansas, who I got to play with, Ty Zimmerman. And so, yeah.
And one other thing, too, in looking at your bio, and we talked about this as well, coming from St. Louis. Now, Rich and I are both pretty big Cardinal fans.
Yep.
So
I've
imagined growing up in St. Louis, it's illegal not to be a Cardinal fan.
Oh, yeah. When I was in the third grade, Mark McGuire set the home run record. I was studying for a spelling test. And, I'm a Cardinal fan through and through. My wife's from Kansas City. I like the Royals, but loyalty is to the Cardinals for sure.
Been a little bit tough for us this year.
Yeah, it's
been
has.
A long year.
Yeah.
Long couple of years, actually.
Yeah, that is very true. Alex, and I know you talked a little bit about this too, but you've made the move from St. Louis to Manhattan, now living in Maryville, and it really sounds like this is where you really make your home here.
Yeah, we feel very spoiled to get to be here. We love the town, love the people, love the program, the school. It's just great. So we, you know, kids here, raising our family here. It's a special place, and yeah, we just feel grateful and honored to get to be here.
All right. Well, Alex, thanks a lot for being with us here on the show. And it sounds like you've got a great program going here.
Yeah, well, thank you. Appreciate it. Thanks for having me.
Yeah, you bet. We'll be back, and we've got more coming up from A&G as we broadcast live on In the Trenches with head coach of the Bearcats, Rich Wright, right after this timeout.
Good job.
Support for KXCV, KRNW comes from Losh Optometry. Serving Maryville and the surrounding area, Dr. Ryan Losh and his staff provide patients with eye exams, eyeglasses, including progressive and bifocal lenses, contacts, and sunglasses. More information available at 660-241-5001.
Support for KXCV KRNW comes from Compass Dental Group, providing full-service dentistry from braces and implants to same-day crowns and more. From Drs. Bruce Twaddle, Brian Viertaler, and Spencer Twaddle, Compass Dental Group proudly supports the Bearcats. For more information, CompassDentalGroup.com.
Support for KXCV KRNW comes from the Bearcat Booster Club, impacting every Northwest student athlete by providing a source of funds to improve athletic equipment for teams and programs. Membership information is available at BearcatSports.com.
Support for KXCV KRNW comes from the Maryville Forum, serving the region for more than 150 years. The Forum provides local news, sports, and information online daily at MaryvilleForum.com or at 660-562-2424.
In the Trenches on KXCV KRNW is underwritten by A&G Restaurant at 208 North Main in Maryville. A&G offers more than 100 menu items, Greek night every Friday, banquet rooms, and more. For additional information, agrestaurant.com.
And welcome back to In the Trenches as we're broadcasting live from the patio at A&G in downtown Maryville with the head coach of the Bearcats, Rich Wright. And Rich, we talked a bit at the opening of the show, but to Missouri Southern, the opponent coming up on Saturday, a team still looking for their first win, but you look at especially two of their games right in it for all the way through there. The Pitt State game kind of got away from them a bit, but outside of that, they're coming in with some guys that can play some football.
You know, honestly, John, even the Pitt State game. So Missouri Southern took the first possession, went down the field, scored a touchdown. Second possession, they went down the field, had the ball inside the three, and had to settle for a field goal. So this is a team that offensively has got some weapons, and they can throw the ball around. They've got a couple of guys. Their tight end is, you know, anybody that's come to our campus, NFL-wise, looking at, you know, our seniors, has talked about the tight end down there. They've got a receiver that's a very good player. All their offensive linemen are back. Quarterback is back. So, I mean, they've moved the football on people. And so we've got to be ready to play. Defensively, in terms of what they do, I think their back end is really kind of their strength. They're very multiple in what they do coverage-wise. You know, so we're going to have to kind of hone in and figure out what their game plan is going to be against us, so that we can start to capitalize on that. But, you know, make no mistake, we're going to go down there and get in a dogfight. They have nothing to lose. And, you know, anytime you play against Northwest Missouri State, you're going to get somebody's best game, and we just have to be prepared to match that.
And it really seems like the coaching staff down there, since they've come on board, have really done a good job in building that program.
Yeah, they have. Atiba has done a great job. You know, former player, a lot of ties to the program. You know, they're sound in what they do. They played Missouri Western really tough. They should have beaten Midwestern State. You know, like you said, in the second half, the Pitt game was the one that kind of got away from them. Pitt was able to score 28 points in the first half, but only scored one more touchdown in the second half. So, I mean, they're going to play us extremely hard, and it's a difficult place to go play. You know, there's really four in my mind, and that's one of the four. We've already played at Kearney. This is being another one. The atmosphere isn't always great. You don't control the atmosphere. The locker room situation is tough. You're 15 minutes away from where you've got to go. You got to walk across the street. You got to get there. You're going to be in we're going to be in a machine shed, you know, pregame and halftime. You know, we just got to play through all those things. They don't matter. We don't control those things, so what we do have to focus is on what we do control.
All right. Well, Rich, we'll talk to you down there, and look forward to the matchup with Missouri Southern.
Sounds great.
Again, that is Rich Wright, the head coach of the Northwest football team. Game time, as we mentioned a little bit earlier, is 2 o'clock. We'll be on there at 1 o'clock with Bearcat Game Day leading up to that kickoff from Joplin here on KXCV KRNW. Again, broadcasting from A&G Restaurant in downtown Maryville on Thursday evening, as we do every Thursday during the football show, with In the Trenches with head coach of the Bearcats, Rich Wright. And again, our thanks to our guest for tonight, and Alex Rebeck, who is the campus director of student mobilization on the Northwest Campus. I'm John Coffey, and so long from A&G.
Support for KXEV KRNW is brought to you by Agriland FS, with 18 fast stop locations in southern Iowa and northwest Missouri, including South Main and Maryville, across from Applebee's. Fast stop is open 24/7. To find the nearest location, agrilandfs.com/faststop.
Support for KXEV KRNW comes from Twaddle Realty. Whether it's residential, commercial, or a farm property, broker Brian Twaddle can list it and market it through custom 3D virtual tours, pictures, and more. For information on all listings in the Maryville area, 562-7562 or online at twaddlerealty.com.
Underwriting for this program is provided by Tri-State Ford in Lincoln at 2017 South Main in Maryville. Tri-State offers the area a selection of new Ford and Lincoln automobiles, as well as pre-owned vehicles. More information available at tristatefordlincoln.com. or 660-562-3677.
Support for today's Bearcat broadcast comes from the Student Body Screen Printing and Embroidery, located on 4th Street in Maryville. The Student Body provides Bearcat fanwear as well as custom screen printing and embroidery for teams, clubs, and businesses throughout Bearcat Nation.
In the Trenches on KXEV KRNW is underwritten by A&G Restaurant at 208 North Main in Maryville. A&G offers more than 100 menu items, Greek night every Friday, banquet rooms, and more. For additional information, agrestaurant.com.